ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतस् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे। My humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnupad Asvata Sismad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnupad Sismad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. In morning, up till what sweet pastimes of Krishna has been done?
Well, I did up to Venu Geet. You did the fruit seller and Dainakasura, the what forest fire.
Up to Venu Geet.
Up to Venu Geet.
Dainakasura, well, fruit seller,
forest fire.
Brahmohan Leela has been done.
Brahmohan Leela, Vimohan Leela, Kaliya Nag.
Kaliya also?
Yeah.
Agasur, Bakasur?
Yes, yes.
Sir,
done.
They did the other one.
Very good. Very good. You have finished all. After that, Krishna began to do rash with all the gopis, thousands and thousands, lakhs gopis. And he made himself thousands and thousands, and dancing with gopis, one Krishna, one gopi, one Krishna, one gopi. They were singing, they were dancing, they were doing so much things. And after that, it continued to Brahma one night. Thousand and thousand years, one night became. And after that, he saw the love and affection of gopis and told, O gopis, you have given up your husbands, given up your all
relatives,
whole relatives, and come to me. I cannot do like this. So, I cannot repay you. So, if you mercifully, by your good behavior, good mood,
good,
though you can't repay me, but always I cannot repay you. I will remain
debted to you.
Debted to you. After that, Akrur came to Braja and took Krishna Baldev with him in Mathurapuri. Krishna went there and killed Kans and his all associates. Then He fought with Jarasandha, the father-in-law of Kansa, 18 times and killed his whole
army.
And then he went to Dwarka and he killed so many demons. And in the end, he married with 60,108 very beautiful ladies. And from each queen, wife, 10 sons and 1 daughter. He took birth. Big family, Krishna. And then Baldev Prabhu also, before Krishna he married Revati and
Baruni.
Baruni. Baruni and Revati. And thus they went to Mahabharata. Battle of Mahabharata. And Krishna became charioteer of Krishna.
Arjun.
And then Krishna gave Arjun power and Bhim. They destroyed whole Kaurav family. 21 lakhs of army they destroyed. Then they returned back to again Dwarkapuri, and after some time, with all his associates, he went to Golok Vrindavan and sent those who had come from
heavenly planet
here and there, they sent them. Thus he finished Krishna pastime Leela.
Okay. 那么因为前面呢在早上的时候呢有几位讲经者已经讲了 Krishna 同龄小小时光以及一些小小时光， 那么Shri Guru继续讲到了 在 Krishna 云木牛姑娘的 Rasa 之舞中， 那么他扩展自己成为了千千万万个 Krishna， 每一个呢 Krishna 都以云木牛姑娘对应着， 他们一起呢歌唱一起跳舞， 还有掌势其他的活动， 他们的这个 Rasa 之舞的话呢， 维持呢一个 Brahma 这么长， Brahma 的一夜这么长， 那么就是就好几十亿年了。 那么看见木牛姑娘的爱， Krishna 对Gopi们就说了， 他说你们放弃自己丈夫亲戚来到我这儿，我却做不到这一点，所以我亏欠你们。但是如果你们仁慈的话，请急着你们的德行，就是你们的美德，免除我这份呢，就是债务。那么之后的话呢， Akura 就 Krishna 舅舅呢就来到了 Vrindavan， 将他们带到了 Mathura， 所以 Krishna 与Balaram呢在 大马托拉之后呢，杀死了康萨以及他的同游，以后呢就和呢加拉桑达等恶魔呢激战，一共呢十八次这个大战，那么歼灭了所有呢加拉桑达的这个军队。在此之后呢，他们移居杜瓦卡，在杜瓦卡呢也杀了很多的恶魔，他最后呢娶了10,108个妃子，从每个妃子那里呢生育了呢10个儿子和1个女儿，那么是一个很庞大的家族。 那么巴拉德比也在此之前娶了呢Revati和呢Varuni两位妻子。在 Mahabharata 这场战役之中， Krishna 成了 Arjuna 的马车夫，并且呢在这场战争中呢，就库鲁族基本上都死掉了在这场战争之中。那么 Krishna 重新再回到 Dwarkapuri， 也就是圣城 Dwarka， 他在那里呢居住了一段时间之后呢，与他的同游一起回到了 Goloka Vrindavan。 那么有的同游的话呢，回到了天堂星宿， 因为他们是来自那半神人的家族。
Today is a special and very sacred day. Today, Krishna in the form of Ramchandra took birth in Ayodhya.
কালকে হবে চলে যাবে তো এই জন্য কালকে হবে চলে যাবে কালকে রামনবমী হবে আজ রাত চলে যাবে তো ওই জন্য
টুমারো ইজ রামনবমী বাট ইউ উইল গো অল সো আই এম টেলিং রাম কথা টুডে
那么明天呢是 Ramnami 就是主 Rama Rama 撑脚的这个显现日 但是呢因为大家明天都离开了 所以今天呢除了顾的讲一下 主 Rama 的一些小时光
In ancient time, there was a king named Maharaj Dasarath. He was very, very a strong personality of king. He conquered all kings in south, north, east, west, here and there, everyone. So his name was Dasarath. His chariot going everywhere. So Dasarath in 10
directions.
Up, down, here, you know. So he was Dasarath. He has 360
queens.
Wives. But he has no child or no son. Now his half life was finished. He was going to be old, but no son. He was very much anxious for this. One day he went to hunting. And whole day he was running here and there, and it became night. Now he was very hungry and thirsty,
and tired too.
And he wanted to take shelter anywhere in the night. So nearby his
friend,
one friend, King Kaikeyi. The father of Kaikeyi mother was there nearby. So he went there.
Dasaratha王 那么这里面他的名字呢叫Dasaratha 意思是呢他的马车呢到达呢十个方位也就是说非常富裕辽阔的一个王国了一个国王那么他娶了360个妻子但是呢却没有养育任何儿子所以他现在已经年过半百那么接近老年之时一样没有孩子所以他非常忧心有一日他去狩猎的时候那么一日奔逐天色已晚的时候呢感到又饥又渴 那么在一个地方呢歇下来那么附近呢就是呢Kakei的这个父亲呢在那里呢居住的
When he went then King Kaikeyi became very happy and he told his
daughter
one very young daughter very beautiful that oh my daughter dear daughter Kaikeyi you should manage to give to feed and to give
take care every respect
and you should take care of Maharaj Dasarath that he will be happy here Kaikeyi was really very beautiful and very qualified. She served Maharaj Dasarath in such a way that he became very, very happy. In morning, he went to Maharaj Kaikeyi and he was taking his permission that he is going to his kingdom, Ayodhya. But he also told, O king, my brother king, my friend king, I am very happy that your daughter served me in such a way that I am so much happy. So I request you that you should marry your daughter to me. Then king began to laugh. Oh, I cannot give my daughter to you for marry. I know that you have so many queens, but I want that I will give my daughter to any king in the condition that the son by the womb of my daughter will be king, then I can give. Otherwise not. Hearing this, Maharaj Dasarath began to laugh and told, Oh my friend, I have 360 queens, but I have no son. So if your daughter will give son, automatically he will be my successor king. So don't worry for this. I will be very lucky that if a son I will have from this Kaikai. Then King Kaikai gave married to her daughter to Maharaj Dasarath, and Dasarath taking with that Kaikai, he returned back to Ayodhya. After some time, demigoddesses called Maharaj Dasarath that you are very
powerful,
strong. We want to make you the Senapati, Pradhan.
Commander-in-chief. Commander-in-chief.
Commander-in-chief of our army, and you should defeat demons. Then Maharaj Dasarath went to
heaven,
and there Kaikeyi also went with him, and there he became the commander-in-chief of that army. And began to fight with them. One day he was fighting in the and Kaikeyi was charioteer. He was very, very brave, powerful. She was a charioteer. And then in the meantime, the axle of the
chariot.
Broken. And at that time, Kaikeyi jumped up from
chariot. Hold it up.
And took the chariot on his hand. And Maharaj Dasarath defeated them. After battle, Maharaj Dasarath was very, very, very happy. Oh, you have saved me. And for you, I had won the battle. You should ask two boons. I will want to fulfill your desire. Kaikeyi told that, I am your wife. It was my duty to serve you like this. I have done. No need of boon. But again and again Maharaj Dasarath told, oh, you must have two boons. Where? Chariot, my charioteer, and second, you lifted the chariot. So two boons. Then she told, oh, when any time will come, on proper time, I will ask this boon. Oh, keep it
as a deposit.
As a my deposit money.
Fixed deposit.
那么当时棒神人的话呢，就发现了这个达斯拉图王非常之呢上账了，所以呢他请求他，他说你非常之强大，所以呢我恳求你成为我们的这个主帅，与恶魔激战，所以呢他就去到了天堂星宿，成为呢这个棒神人的这个主帅，与这个恶魔激战。那么有一日呢，他在参战的时候呢，他的妻子卡卡伊为他呢驾车。 那么当时呢，在激战的时候呢，这个车夫就拖出来了，所以卡卡伊呢就下了车将这个车呢整个就说抬起来，所以呢达斯拉特王呢就在他的帮助下的话呢，赢得了这场战争，他非常之高兴，对他的妻子呢卡卡伊说，他说你救了我一命，我才得以胜仗，所以呢我请你接受呢两个祝福，因为呢但是卡卡伊说你是我是你的妻子。 那么就是说扶助你的话呢，是我的职责，但是达斯拉图王还是坚持，他说一呢，你为我驾车，二呢，你将车抬起来，帮助了我，所以呢，我就说呢，准备给你两个祝福，所以当时可以说，时间到的时候呢，我会要这两个祝福，现在呢，先把这个两个祝福呢，也就是说呢，先存起来，像存钱那样，先放起来。
After that, Maharaj Dasarath returned back to Ayodhya. But no son, so he performed a putreshti yajna, putreshti fire sacrifice. Rishi Sringa did it. When sacrifice was finished, from the sacrifice fire, a deity came out and he gave something.
Some sweet rice.
Sweet rice.
Choru.
To Maharaj Dasarath and told, you should give it any of the your king,
queen,
and they must have sons. Maharaj Dasarath became very happy, and he divided half his gift to Kausalya, and in half he did two parts: half gave to Kaikeyi and half gave to Sumitra and mother Kausalya and Kaikeyi. They divided something and gave also to
Sumitra
Devi. So Ram from the womb of Kausalya, Ram took birth. From Kaikeyi, Bharat, and from Sumitra, Bharat and Shatrughna too. But you should know, either Krishna or Ram or any incarnation of Krishna, they don't come with husband and wife, like worldly person. That is why fire sacrifice was given, and in the form of sweet rice, himself, Ram, that is Krishna, came in the form of Ram. Understand? Why sacrifice was done? That Ram is not like us, taking birth from
man and woman,
father and mother. Like Krishna also, by mantra, Krishna came in the heart of Maharaj Nanda, and Nanda by mantra he gave to in this way. Nisingadev, no, nothing. Varadev and others also, not from like father, mother comes. Now,
translation.
Oh.
那么当时哈达斯拉图瓦的话呢，就圣战之后呢，回到了阿尤迦城，他依然没有儿子，所以他举行了一个呢哈祭祀，就要获得一个儿子。那么在祭祀完之后的话呢，一个神像哈就展现在呢这个祭祀之火中出现了哈，给了他一些东西。那么就是田乃梵哈给那个达斯拉图瓦，他说你可以将这个田乃梵给任何一位妃子，那么他们肯定能够哈养生育呢，为你生育儿子。 所以达斯拉图瓦呢非常高兴，他将一半的田乃梵呢给了一个王妃哈，叫卡萨伊，那么另外一半呢给了哈，就叫卡卡伊，那么卡卡伊的话将一半呢给了苏米特，这样子的话呢他就得了哈，就是说四个儿子，从卡萨伊那里呢得了呢 Ram，卡萨伊啊那里得了主Ram，那么从 卡卡伊那里就得了巴拉特啊，就是米特呢，得了拉什曼啊等等。那么任何主的化身的话呢，他们都不是哈从男女啊这种的哈，就是说呢，男女或父母那里呢出生的。就像呢主拉玛是从啊以呢这个田乃梵哈，就是说呢这个方式呢展示出来。那么像主 Krishna 也是一样的，他通过这个曼陀罗哈授予呢南达的 Maharaj 的心中的话呢。 然后呢，又传递给人家收的妈妈，所以得以出生。像主的性格的话呢，也是从柱子出生，所以主的这个化身呢，都不是呢普通的这种男女哈这种的关系呢，或者是从父母呢这样子的出生的，像普通人一样。
You know, Raghupati Raghav Rajaram or any kit song of, what you should do.
Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram 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 Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita Ram Sita Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram patita pavana sitara Raghupati Raghava Rajara Patita pavana sitara Raghupati Raghava Rajara Patita pavana sitara Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram. Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram, Patita Pavana Sitaram. Raghupati Raghava Rajaram. Patita Pavana Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram, 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 Jaya Sitaram, 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 Jaya Jaya Hanuman. Sitaram, Jaya 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 Sitaram, Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram, Jaya Sitaram. Sitaram Jaya Jaya Hanuman Jaya Sitaram Jaya Sitaram Sitaram Jaya Jaya Hanuman Shri Ram Chandra Bhagavan Ki Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Gaur Bhumanandi
After some time they were sent to school of Vasishtha Dev, Gurukul. And they became expert in all 64 kinds of kala.
Arts.
Arts. Arts. And they returned back again to Ayodhya. After some time, Maharshi Vishwamitra came to Maharaj Dasaratha and told, we are doing sacrifice, but demons are destroying. So I want Ram and Lakshman, you should give me and they will protect us. Maharaj Dasaratha told, oh, they are very
Teenagers.
I will go with my whole army and I will protect. Then Vishwamitra told, you cannot. I know. Please give, otherwise
I'll curse you.
I will stop
give you.
Curse you. Then Maharshi Vasishtha, the guru of Maharaj Dasarath, told, oh Maharaj Dasarath, oh, if he will give, oh, he will learn so many things and he will be very happy. Anyhow, he gave and he brought through Siddhashram on the bank of Ganges, where my birth is, my birthplace. And Ramchandra, Vishwamitra taught him dhanush, so many
weapons.
Mantra of
weapon.
And Ramchandra killed so many demons there.
Subahu.
And Marish was there and he did not kill, but he threw him that he went to Lanka in ocean. Then he went to Janakpuri with Maharshi Vasishtha, Rama and Lakshman.
Vishwamitra.
And there, there was a bow of Shankar. He was so heavy that so strong, kings could not
lift it up,
take it up.
Ravan could not.
Even Ravan came
at night.
Banasur came. Demigods came. They could not. Maharaj Janak, the father of Sita, he had promised those who will
string the bow. String the bow. String the bow. String the bow.
Oh, I will give marriage my daughter to that person. So many kings all round everywhere world, they came to
Janakpuri
and they wanted to take it off, but they could not. At last, Ramchandra, by the order of Vishwamitra, very easily he took that bow. And when he was
stringing,
at once that bow
broken down.
Tremendous sound came.
Bhagavan Sri Ramachandra ki. And thus, Sita Devi was married to Sri Ramachandra. In the meantime,
translation.
主拉玛和他的兄弟的话呢去到了巴西斯特穆尼那里这个咕噜库这个灵性学校的学习他很快呢掌握了六十四种的这个艺术并且回到了凡尘阿优良那么在过了一段时间后呢有一位圣人叫Vishwamitra去到了主拉玛的父亲那里恳求了他说呢我们在做祭祀的时候呢有恶魔的骚扰所以恳求你将主拉玛给我们来保护我们当时呢达斯拉图王就说了他 孩子他们的上年幼他说我会去来保护你们但是呢Vishwamitra说呢你保护不了我你保护不了我们我们想要你的儿子不然的话呢我会诅咒你们所以呢在他的这个灵性导师Vasistha Muni这个恳求就说呢就跟他说了就说你把孩子给他吧这样子他呢可以从圣人那里学习很多东西也会很快乐的所以呢后来 就说呢，无论如何，达斯拉图王将那主拉玛呢，就交给了Vishwamitra这个圣者。那么他们去到了恒河岸边，那么来到了这个地方呢，也是咱们Sri Guru Day的这个出生地，在Bihar，在Bihar这个地方。那么当时呢，在圣人呢举行祭祀的时候呢，很多像很多恶魔来骚扰了。 像呢，苏巴米、斯玛瑞、斯巴胡、马瑞这些恶魔和拉卡纳、马瑞奇等等来骚扰，但是Rama当时没有伤害他们只是把他们赶到了兰卡。在去往呢，加纳克普里的时候呢，当时呢，加纳克王的话呢，正在为他的女儿选婿，他当时有一个宫是桑卡尔。 主呢，桑卡尔的这个就西瓦神的这个宫授予他的。那么当时他就承诺了，他说任何人可以抬起这个宫，并且呢拉弓射箭的人的话呢，将成为我将把我的女儿嫁给他。当时有很多呢这些棒神人还有呢包括呢瓦纳属等等的这些国王都前往了那里呢，就是说呢这个选婿大赛上。那么主拉玛呢？ 就将在那个选婿大赛上呢，将这个弓呢，拉起来了，并且呢，在拉弓的时候呢，这个拉箭的时候，这个弓呢断掉了，因为他得到了这个他的灵性导师Vishwamitra这个呢祝福。Maharaj
was also invited from Ayodhya. He came with Bharat Shatrughna, Maharshi Brahmarshi Vasishtha and so many important persons from Ayodhya. And there Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna was married also. And after that they returned back to Ayodhya. After some time, Bharat and Shatrughna, they went to the maternal uncle of Bharat, that is Kaikai Desh, Maharaj Kaikai. And Dasrath called a assembly that now I am going to be old. I know Ram is very qualified. My son Ram is very much
qualified
to be a king after me, my successor. I want to give him
the post of crown prince.
The post of prince.
Crown prince. Crown prince.
Achcha. Maharaj Vasishtha and all persons there in council, they became very happy. Oh Maharaj Dasrath, don't delay. Then he told them, when I should make him
king,
then prince, then Maharshi Vasishtha, Devarshi, Brahmarshi Vasishtha told, tomorrow is very auspicious day. All Graha Nakshatra,
stars,
all are very favorable. Tomorrow it should be given. So he declared that tomorrow I will give
the post of crown prince to Ram.
Thus, he told Vasishtha that you should prepare all things for Abhishek of Ram. All became very happy. In the meantime, maid servant of Kaikai, she went to Kaikai and told, oh, really, you are very unlucky, unfortunate. Tomorrow, Maharani Kaikai will be Maharani, Rajmata,
Maharani
Kausalya. He will be Rajmata, mother of king. And you will be maid servant of
Kausalya.
When he heard, she became very happy. And he wanted to give his
necklace,
golden
necklace
to that maid servant. But she took it and threw out. You are really very foolish. You are not understanding. Ram will be king and Bharat will be his
servant,
and you will be the mother of servant. Still there is some way. And then Kaikai thought, oh, why he has sent Bharat and Shatrughna from here? And in their absence, why he has declared? You remember? Your father has promised, told Maharaj Dasarath that a son from your womb will be king. So why you are not doing so? And also you have torn bone from Maharaj Dasarath. You should tell Maharaj Dasarath that first Bharat will be king and Ramchandra will go
exile.
In exile
for 13 years.
Ram will be king the next day.
那么当时哈，那么主拉玛的话呢，就得到了哈这个呢，就得到了妻子哈这个呢西塔之后呢，回到了呢阿尤加城。I don't. Kakai Desh, what's that? Kakai Desh.
They went to Kakai.
She's from.
They went to their mother's father's place.
Which place? No, mother's father's place. What was the name? It's grandfather's place. You went. Father
Satuna. Okay. 所以呢，哦，他们两个呢，回到了哈他的这个祖拉玛的这个母亲的这个地方了哈，就拜访一下，然后再回到了哈这个呢他的圣城阿尤迪亚。那么在此之后呢，达斯拉特王呢聚众了哦，会聚众人，他说了。我年纪已大了哈，我的儿子祖拉玛的话呢，非常有资格成为我的后继者，所以我将好授予他呢王冕。那么当时呢，瓦西斯特穆尼以及其他在场的这个会众的话呢，都非常高兴。他说哦，达斯拉特王哈，请不要呢延迟哈这个决定。所以瓦西斯特穆尼呢就说了哈，他说明天呢星象呢哈非常呢这个非常的吉祥。所以呢就请选就是说呢请决定好明天呢就授予呢祖拉玛王冕吧。所以呢达斯拉特王呢就告诉呢巴斯特穆尼说，那请你们准备呢给祖拉给拉玛呢做这个沐浴礼Abhishek。当时卡凯伊的这个女仆呢就去到了这个王妃卡凯伊那里说了，她说你真是很不幸，明天呢卡塞利亚的儿子将成为呢国王，而你将成为呢卡塞利亚的女仆。但是呢卡凯伊听了后呢非常高兴，他想将这个项链交给女仆。但是呢这个女仆她说了，你真是太蠢了，祖拉玛将成为呢国王，而你的儿子巴拉特就会成为呢仆人，你不过是仆人的母亲而已，你应该立即避免这个事情的发生。他说达斯拉特王立即会宣布了这项事情。你忘记了吗？你的父亲曾经告诉呢达斯拉特王说，你的儿子将成为王，而你也从呢达斯拉特王那里得到了两个祝福。
Finished. From where?
Oh.
Then.
Mantra bola duto pun niye na akhan tumi.
Then Kekai took up all her ornaments and took very dirty clothes and was weeping and send anyone to Maharaj Dasarath that Kaiki is very weeping,
lamenting bitterly.
Maharaj Dasarath heard and he came to his dear wife. He wanted to know why she was weeping and why she is wearing dirty clothes. Then she told, do you remember that you have given me two boons? So I want to ask now. It is proper time for me. Maharaj Dasarath said, I can give you. And then she told, Bharata should be king and Ram should be exiled for 14 years. Maharaj Dasarath hearing, he faint and began to weep. Oh Kaikeyi, I can make Bharata king,
no problem,
my successor. But why you want that Ram should go?
Exile.
Why you are sending? Kaikeyi told that, you should just now promise that I will do these things. I don't want to hear anything. But Kaikeyi thought, if Ram is here, then no one will accept Bharata as a king. So he must be sent to exile. And that is why she assisted assisted or what?
Insisted
that Ram should also go to exile. Then Maharaj Dasarath became very, very and worry and began to weep. Oh, my dear Kaikeyi, don't send exile Ram. But since he was not could not
change her mind.
Then Kaikeyi called Ram. Sri Ram, and Ram asked why my father is infant and why he is not speaking and is crying. Then for you, he has given me two wombs and I have
asked now
that Bharat should go, be king and you should go to exile for 14 years. Ramchand became very happy. Oh, from beginning I was thinking that why in Indian culture the eldest son becomes
king?
Why not it is divided into all his brothers? Now I am happy that you have asked boon from Maharaj Dasarath. I am at once going in exile. When he was ready, then at once Sita Devi told, I must go with you. I cannot survive here. And then Lakshman also told that I must go with you. So, three in the form of sannyasi, they took
bark dress
of sannyasis and they went to exile. I'm telling in very brief.
那么当时卡凯伊这个王妃的话呢，将所有的事物哈，他的那个作为王妃的这个珠宝事物呢哈，取下来穿上了哈，破旧的脏衣服，然后呢，在那里呢哈哭泣不停了。他的仆人呢，去那达斯拉图瓦那里去汇报了哈，他说呢，卡凯伊哈王妃呢哈，在那里呢哭泣，所以达斯拉图瓦呢赶过去呢，看见了卡凯伊哈这种状态呢，他就问了。 他说：“哦，为什么哈？你在这儿哭？为什么哈？穿上这些脏破的衣服？”卡凯伊说：“你还记得吗？你曾经哈给我了两个呢祝福，我现在就想要这两个祝福。”那么达斯拉图王就问了，他说呢：“你说吧哈，我一定呢就是说承诺。”所以呢，卡凯伊呢就说了：“他是我想让我的儿子巴拉塔哈成为王，而祖拉玛的话呢哈将流放生灵。”达斯拉图王听了后呢，在那里呢痛哭，他说呢。 巴拉塔成为王没有问题，但是为什么要让祖拉玛留放生灵呢？ 卡凯伊说：“我只想要这个不要多说了。如果拉玛在这里的话呢，没有人会接受王位的，所以卡凯伊一再坚持祖拉玛拉玛呢要留放生灵。”达斯拉图王呢就哭起来，他说：“哦，我亲爱的卡凯伊，请不要将拉玛留放生灵。”但是卡凯伊并没有呢改变心意，他将祖拉他将拉玛呢叫来。 他说：“Ram的询问，我的父王，为什么在那里哭？”他可以说：“是为了你，因为我得了两个祝福，我的儿子巴拉塔将成为王，而你将流放生灵。”Ram听了后呢，很高兴。他说：“以为以前印度的话呢，传统都是呢，大的儿子呢成为继任者。所以呢，现在请实现你的这两个祝福吧。” 我立即就走，我立即呢去，就是说去圣林里面去。当时西塔听了后呢，他说我也要跟你走，没有你我不能活下去。拉什曼说，我也以你们一起走。所以他们三个人的话呢，以三亚西的形式的话呢，离开了皇城阿尤迦，前往呢这个圣林的流放。When
Ramchandra went in exile, then Maharaj Dasarath weeping told Kaikeyi, now I have broken my relation that you are my wife, I am husband. Now you are no my wife. And if Bharat will come and he will accept kingdom,
I also reject him
from my son. And he told that take me to house of palace of Kausalya. And there Ram and Ra, he left his body. In the meantime, Brahmarshi Vasishtha called Bharat and Shatrughna from his maternal uncle house.
Come back immediately.
And when they came, they saw whole Ajodhya is weeping like widow. He saw that his mother also had taken white dress. Then he asked, where is my father? Oh, he has left his body. Where is Ram?
In forest.
Oh, he has gone to exile. Where is Sita Lakshman? Also they. Why?
For you.
I have done for you that you should be king of Ajodhya. Then he told, I would have cut your head, but Ram, my brother, will not be happy, so I am not doing so. But now you are no my mother or anything. You are queen, but not my mother. And then he called the council and told that you should be ready. I am going to Chitrakoot where my brother Ram is with Lakshman Sita, and I will
bring him back,
and he will be the king. He is still king. And thus he, with whole mothers, when they were going, Kausalya and others, then Kaikeyi came to Kausalya and told, oh, sister, I also want to go, and I will tell that I am taking my bone return back. You should come to Ajodhya and be the king of Ajodhya. So you should take with me. Then he also, Kaikeyi, out of mercy, took him with him, with her, and all went to Chitrakoot. And there he was requesting Ramchandra that, you should return back to Ajodhya. Ramchandra heard from them that my father has departed from this world. So first he gave
ritual ceremony.
And then a big council was there. Vasishtha Maharshi and all rishis were on one side. Also, the father of Janaki, Janak Maharaj, came there and he was sitting one place. Ram, Lakshman, Sita and others were one side. Vasishtha Maharaj told, Vasishtha Rishi told, O Maharaj, Janak, I am very happy that you have come. The nauka,
the boat of
Ajodhya is sinking in ocean. No one is to save.
There's no captain to save.
I am happy that now you have come.
In time.
You should tell Ram and Bharat that what they should do. I cannot tell because I am in the side of Bharat that he should go. But you should tell what they should do. Then Maharshi Vasishtha Maharaj Janak told Ram, are you agree? What I will decide you will follow? Oh yes, certainly. You are my father and my life guru. And then he told Bharat, will you obey me? Certainly, you are my father like. And now, guru also. So what you will decide, I will do. Then he,
Who's
you have to promise me. Janaka.那么在呢，主拉玛后来呢就接受了这个就是说呢决定流放生灵。当时达特拉斯王呢对卡卡伊说，从今以后呢我与你结除了这种的夫妻关系了。如果巴拉塔回来继任的王位的话呢，我也将不认他作为我的儿子。所以他呢就去到了克塞亚这个宫殿里面呢与他一起呢居住。当时，然后不久的话他呢就去世了，因为呢伤心就去世了。 巴拉塔呢就回来之后呢就询问他的母亲，卡卡伊说：“哦，我的父亲在哪里？”他说他已经走了，就离开躯体了。那我的兄弟 Ram 呢？他说他已经流放生灵了。那巴拉塔就问母亲说：“为什么？”他说：“我都是为了你做了这些。”那巴拉塔呢就非常之愤怒生气的，他说呢：“我应该是砍了你的头的，但是呢我知道我的兄弟呢 Ram 不会高兴的。” 从今以后你是王后，但是你不再是我的母亲。所以他当时呢就去掉了 Chichakur，这个地方呢去寻找 Ram。他说我将把他带回去，他还是王，还是当王。Skakaydu Kasaya say what? The conversation about
Kasaya. Could I take my two benedictions back, Kosalya?
Okay, 他可以呢，就对卡萨亚就说了，他说：“哦，姐妹，我要收回我的前面要的这两个祝福。”What's the reply of Kasaya?
Okay, you come with us.
Okay, you can come with me.
那么卡萨亚就说了，那你跟我一起走吧。当时呢，布拉塔呢就请求主拉姆回去呢继任这个王位，请求他回到 Ayodhya 城去。 那么Ram的话呢，听说自己的父亲走了后呢，就在那时候呢，给他举行了这个呢祭礼这个后事。当时有一大群人呢集中在那里，包括呢 Vasistha Muni 哈 Rishi， Vasistha Rishi 啊 Janaka 王，当时呢 Rama Lakshman 哈 Sita 也在那。当时 Vasistha Muni 就恳求了他 Janaka 王，他说呢，很高兴你来到这里。那么 Ayodhya 城好像已经要沉底了，你来的正是时候。 请告诉 Ram 和 Bharata 他们应该怎么做。他说呢，因为我是在 Bharata 那边的，所以就是他不能够很公正的只做这个事情了。所以呢，当时呢 Janaka 王就主持了这件事情。他对 Ram 说，他说你能不能答应我，就是说呢，我决定的东西的话呢，你会追随。然后他同时也对 Bharata 说了，他说你也要答应我。 就是说呢，我决定的事情你也要追随，所以他主持了这个 Janaka 王主持了这个会议这个大会。
Then a big council was there. Maharaj Janak did pranam to Gurudev Shankar, meditated him and told, "Oh Shankar, my Gurudev, give me inspiration. What should I tell?" And after that, having inspiration from Bhagavan Shankar, he told, "Bharat has
owned,
and Ram has been defeated. The love and affection of Bharat is very, very
deep
like ocean.
Pacific Ocean.
And Ramchandra
sinking in that ocean.
Like Himalaya.
His dharma.
Religion.
His religion. Etiquette.
Maryada
etiquette.
His etiquette.
Like Himalaya.
Dharma, his dharma pran. But he can sink in the ocean of Bharat love and affection. But he cannot
move
here and there. Means Bharat should think that what is real bhakti. Uttama Bhakti. Though he has wound, but he should ask his Ishtadev Ram how he will be pleased and what he wants, and he should follow. Then Bharat became like very happy, and he folded his hand to Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak, you are my really guru. You have opened all my eyes. Up till now I was looking towards my happiness, that if Ram will come to Ajodhya, I will be happy. But I never thought that how Ram will be happy. Now you have closed my eyes. So, my dear brother Ram, how you will be happy? What you want, tell me. Then he told that I am defeated. You have owned. So I am taking the kingdom of Ajodhya.
Now I am king.
But I want that 14 years you should manage here. And after 14, my kingdom, not your kingdom.
As a representative will take.
As my representative. And after 14 years, I must come and take my kingdom. Bharat did so. He took the paduka,
wooden sandal
on his head and returned back. Oh, this is Sandalwood. Like this event.
那么当时Janaka王顶拜了他的崇拜的这个神号Sankar，他就冥想，Sankar，我的Guru Dev，请给我灵感，我应该说些什么。当时呢，就有了Sankar的这个灵感之后呢，他就开始呢，Janaka王开始说了，他说主Ram被击败了，因为Bharata的爱，Bharata的爱的话呢，就像大海一样，Rama的这个遵守规矩，就像一个喜马拉雅山一样。 那么喜马拉雅山可以呢沉没大海，但是呢它却不会动摇。那么巴拉塔应该知道什么叫呢 Bhakti 就是 Uttam Bhakti 纯粹的奉爱。虽然呢 Bharata 呢赢了，但是呢他应该问他的 Ishtadev 他的神，也就是 Ram 说了他想究竟想要什么，而他要追寻的是他的 Ishtadev 的这个愿望。所以呢后来 Bharata 呢对 Janaka 王说，他说。 你是我的guru，打开了我的眼睛，因为我以前是自私的，我只想着 Ram 回到 Ayodhya 我就高兴了，但是我没有想到 Ram 的快乐，是你打开了我的眼睛，所以将来的话呢，我将担负呢就是管理呢 Ayodhya 城14年，那么呢就作为这个 Ram 的代表，所以的话呢 Ram 就说了，他说呢。 你代表我管理呢 Ayodhya 城呢14年，然后14年之后呢，我将回去继任这个呢王位，所以当时 Bharata 呢就将这个主 Ram 的穿的这个木屐啊这个鞋子的话呢，顶在头上呢，将他呢迎回呢 Ayodhya 城，作为呢摄政王那样子的来呢管理。
Then Sri Ramchandra thought that this place is very nearer to Ajodhya. Bharat may come again here, or other
inhabitants of Ajodhya
they may come here. So here rishis will be disturbed. So I must go to Death Forest. And thus he went to Dandakaranya.
So,
there in Panchavati. He made a kuti there
cottage.
On the bank of Godavari. He made a cottage and that is called Panchavati. And there he began to live. But there one day the sister of Ravan came, Surpanakha, and he saw Ram and became so much attached. She wanted to marry Ram. So she made a beautiful form of lady, very beautiful, and went to Ram. I'm very young and very qualified, beautiful lady, and you are very beautiful.
Handsome.
Attractive.
Young person, attractive. I want to marry you. Ramchandra told that I am married, Sita is here. So, Sita has no wife here.
Lakshman.
So, you should go to Lakshman. Then she went to Lakshman. Lakshman told, I am his servant. Then you will be made servant of that lady. So go to Ram and he can marry you. Again she came. Again she refused. She came to Lakshman. And then he make a very big demon form and wanted to kill
Sita Devi
and to eat Sita. Then Lakshman, by the order of Ram, he cut his nose and ears and left. And then she crying went to Kardushan, the brother of Ram, Ravan. They came with army. Ram killed them all.
那么主Ram的话呢，就将他的Kutir，他的这个小屋的话呢，就建在了这个河岸边。他就居住在那里。那么有一天呢，Ravana的这个妹妹叫Subanakha，Subanakha来到了这个地方。他看见了Ram，他长得非常的英俊呢，非常漂亮。他就想的话，他萌发这个心意，萌发一个愿望，他想嫁给Ram。那么他就对Ram说，他说我呢长得很。 年少美丽，她化身为一个美丽的少女。她说我长得美丽，青春美丽，而你呢又英俊，所以呢我想嫁给你。但是主Ram说我已经娶了Sita，Lakshman呢还未娶妻，所以你可以去他那。Lakshman就说了，我是 Ram 的仆人，难道你想成为他的妻子Sita的女仆吗？所以这时候呢就推来推去的，所以呢这个主后恶魔这个女魔呢Subanakha很生气的，她就想杀掉了Sita，想吃掉她。 这时候呢 ，Lakshman 呢在 Ram 的授命下呢，就割掉了他的鼻子，所以他跑去他的哥哥呢 Ravana 那里去告状了，所以 Ravana 说我要将他们全部就铲除。
Then, Ramchandra told Sita, "I want to fight with demons and kill them, so I want that I should keep you with fire." And then he called deity of fire and Sita was given to him. And then Maya Sita was with Sri Ramchandra. Then Surpanakha went to his brother, very powerful Raman. She told that, I went to forest and see very beautiful lady. Really she is
Miss Universe.
She is very qualified to be your queen.
No one
is more beautiful than your Mandodari. But I went there, but they
cut my nose
in here. I want that you should take revenge and you should anyhow
bring that lady.
Bring Sita and make him her queen here.
Yes. 火中哈，就得到了这个火神的这个保护。当时呢，这个他的这个苏巴纳卡哈，这个恶魔呢，回去呢汇报给他的哥哥呢 Ravana 说，他说我在森林里面见到一个美丽的女人，他说没有人比她更漂亮了，她完全有资格成为你的王妃，所以你赶快去那里将她呢娶回来，就是将她呢就是说夺回来，让她成为你的这个呢妃子。
Then Ravan took his one servant named Marish with him and went to Dandakaranya near Panchvati. And he was on Pushpak Viman, which he has taken from
Kuber,
went there and told Marish that you should be a very golden deer and go in front of Sita and Ram. Then Sita must tell that bring this
deer.
Then Ram will follow you and take him very far away, and when Ram will kill you, at that time you should tell Ha Lakshman, Ha Lakshman.
Imitating the voice of Ram.
Imitating. 当时呢 ，Rama 呢带着他的仆人呢 Marichi 哈，去到呢 Dandakaranya 哈这个地方，也就是靠近呢他们的这个Panchapati 哈这个地方了。那么就他们驾着这个花飞机啊。Ravana 哈叫那个 Marichi 哈变成一个呢金黄色的鹿，他说你变成一只鹿哈 ，Sita 呢会来到呢 Sita Ram 的面前，那么 Sita 会对 Ram 说哈，他说呢，请帮我哈把这只鹿呢哈捉回来给我，那么 Ram 呢会杀掉你的，而你呢要假装他的声音哈叫 Lakshman， 这样子的话呢，你模仿他的声音哈说，哦 Lakshman 救救我，救救我，
救救我
，So he。Marish did so. He became a golden deer and he was grazing in front of Sita and Ram. Sita Devi told, oh, very golden deer, very dear to me. Bring, oh, Prabhu, my dear husband, Ram, you should bring that either he is alive or dead. Anyhow, I will present it to Mother Kaikeyi. Then, Ram followed that deer and he took him very far away, and then Ram shooted him. Ram told
Lakshman
before going that you should be here and protect Sita. There are so many demons, so you must be here, don't come anyhow. And then when Ramchandra shooted that deer, then he told, Lakshman, Lakshman,
save me.
Then Sita Devi heard this voice, Lakshman also. Sita Devi told, oh, you should go and help your brother, oh, otherwise he will be put to death. But Lakshman told, I know my brother. Anyone cannot kill him or not defeat. So I will not go. You should be here. Ramchandra has given me
order
to be and to protect you. Sita Devi told, oh, you are very kapati.
Crooked.
Hypocrite.
You are a CID of Bharat. And you want that Ram should be killed and I will be the husband of Sita. Oh, it cannot be. Never it cannot be. The Lakshman become very worried. And then he told, I am giving a line all round, a circle of this Panchvati, this my cottage. Don't across, come anyhow, you should be there. When the Marich called Lakshman, then Sita Devi told, and then Lakshman told, I am going but don't come out of this. In the meantime, Ravan came there in the form of a Tridandi Swami like this and told, Bhikshang Dehi, Bhikshang Dehi,
Bhikshang Dehi,
means give me alms, some food for me. Sita Devi, in a
plate,
he gave him
some fruits and roots, some fruits.
Ravan tried to enter that cottage, but when he came on the cross line that Lakshman had did, at once some flame began to come, electricity. He could not cross that line. What was that? Scientists are inventing. What was that? This is Indian tragedy. Then he told, I will give cause that Rami will be dying. Then Sita anyhow, he came out, because it was the wish of Ram that he should come and Ravan should kill. Ravan should take him. So when she came, and forcibly he took Sita Devi and took him to chariot, Pushpak Biman, and at once he went to Lanka and kept Sita Devi in the
Ashokban.
Why? Because he told Sita, oh, you should be my queen. You will be more dear to me, Mandodari and others. But Sita refused. Then he kept him there.他说你再不出来给我布施的话呢，那么Ram就会死掉了。所以这时候呢，Sita呢就跨出了这条线，那么Ravan呢就将他呢绑架了，并且带他上了这个花飞机。
因为当时 Ravana 哈想让呢 Sita 成为他的妃子，但是呢被呢哈 Sita 拒绝了后，所以呢他把他放在了 Ashoka Bhavan 哈这个地方。Is that Ashoka Bhavan？
Okay. Then Ram returned with Lakshman, and he saw that where is Sita? There is no Sita there in cottage. Then he became mad. Oh Sita, where you are? He began to ask even trees and creepers, even Godavari and animals there. Then he went to Kishkindha and met with Sugriv, the king of monkeys, and he made friendship with him, and then he killed Bali. And Sugriv promised that for this I will discover Sita anywhere she is, and then you can kill that person. Then Ramchandra, Sugriv sent Hanuman that you should search where she is, and he went to Lanka, crossing ocean, Indian Ocean, and went there and discovered Sita was there by the help of Vibhishan, brother of Raman. And then he went to Ashok Batika and saw Sita, and then
came back
and Ramchandra has given a ring to Hanuman that when she will meet you she will give, then he will think that
you are my messenger.
Then she gave it, and then Sita Devi saw that from where it came, he saw on the tree a monkey. Then he came, I am messenger of Ram, he has sent me to discover you. Now I am returned back. And then he killed so many asuras who were there, and also the son of
Ravan.
And then he entered in Lanka
and
he
put fire.
Gave fire in whole golden Lanka, all way are finished. And then he returned back to Sri Ramchandra. Now Ramchandra, with the monkey army, Sugriv, Jamvant, Nal, Neel and others, he came to ocean and made a breach by the help of
Nal
and Neel. They have a boon that what they will
throw in ocean,
they will be
floating.
So thus he made very soon a breach, and they crossed there and fought with. There was a very big battle for 90 days. And Ravan and his sons, all army was finished. And then Ramchandra made Vibhishan king of Lanka, and then Vibhishan brought Sita Devi to Ram there. But Ram refused to take Sita.
那么当时哈，当 Ram 和 Lakshman 回来的时候呢，发现呢 Sita 已经不见了。他呢在那里叫着 Oh Sita, 你在哪儿？你在哪儿？那么他询问当时哈那些呢，甚至询问当地的树木哈、河流啊、Godavari 河哈，还有动物，但是呢却找不到了。所以后来呢，他呢与呢哈 Sugriva 啊一个猴子的，那么交上了朋友。那么他并且呢，他帮助 Sugriva 将呢这个呢巴里哈他其中的敌人哈仇敌呢。杀死之后，那么 Sugriva 就答应他哈，他说为了这件事情的话呢，我一定会帮你找到你的妻子哈 Sita。所以从那 Sugriva 呢就派出了呢 Hanuman 他的这个哈军师了。那么哈努曼呢，越过哈这个印度河，赶往了兰卡，在呢 Vibhishan 哈，就是 Ravana 这个恶魔这个兄弟的那个帮助下的话呢，找到了 Sita Devi 哈，西塔女神。当时呢，主拉玛呢就给了一个戒指哈给哈努曼以作凭证，他说呢，你看到西塔的时候，请把这只戒指哈交给他，那么他会知道哈，他看了后就知道你是我的使者。当时呢，西塔哈努曼呢见到西塔之后呢，就把这个戒指哈交给他，那么西塔就认出来哈，就当时他的仆人就说哈，树上有一只哈猴子，哈努曼呢就自报身份了，他说是我是呢哈让派来的。那么当时呢，哈努曼呢就杀了哈岛上的很多阿苏拉哈这些恶魔了，包括呢 Ravana 的儿子，并且将呢哈放火呢啊烧啊就是烧毁然后兰卡岛，回到了呢 Ramachandra 那里。那么主拉玛呢与猴子哈军一起，然后呢帮助就是说呢将那个石头哈放在那个海里面，那印度洋的海里面，然后进行了哈90天的这个激战。最后拉玛呢与他的儿子哈还有军队，最后呢哈被呢全部歼灭。那么主拉玛让呢 Vibhishan 哈成为呢兰卡之王。那么 Vibhishan 哈将呢西塔呢交给了 Ram 呢哈却拒绝呢哈把他呢带回呢Ayodhya。
Ram told, I cannot accept you, whether you are chaste or not. Then Sita Devi, oh, you should go anywhere you like. Then Sita Devi told
Lakshman,
make a fire for me, I will burn, I will not keep my body. Then Lakshmi made a
big, huge fire. Huge fire.
Fire. And then Sita Devi
entered the fire.
Went inside under the
fire.
This was only trick, because in Dandakaranya he has first given Sita Devi to fire, deity of fire. Now by trick he took Sita Devi from fire. And then he went to Ayodhya with Sita, Lakshman, Sugriv, Hanuman and others. And there Bharata was waiting, and he went there at once. He was saved and given crown of Ayodhya. Bhagavan Sri Ram Chandra ki jai.
Rama 他当时就不接受那个西达，因为他觉得他是否还是很贞洁的。那这个时候呢，那西达他就不想再继续活下去，他就想就说要点火，要把这身体给烧毁了。那时候就是点了一个大火起来的时候呢，其实当刚。